From London, we present The Demon King, adapted for radio from the story by J.B. Priestley. The Demon King.
Hey, miss, two more.
Right.
Well, what dost thou think?
I hope no need to be rude. Goddesford manners.
Nay, hey, I'm none of the theatre chaps with fancy ways.
Not have you at theatre, don't think it. And they're very nice fellows from Royal, I'd have you know. There's your pints. That'll be 8p. Mm.
Profiteering.
Nelly, Did you see much of the theatre chaps you were going on about?
Oh, aye, they come in all the time. It's handy for them, do you see, during rehearsals, like. They've only to walk across the street.
Oh, fancy. Theatre chaps.
Here, there's two of them at that corner table.
Oh, nay, are they? By God, wait, well, I'll tell Aunt Maggie I've been supping with actors.
Actors? That's the stage manager and his assistant, Mr. Rudd and Mr. Sampson, their names are.
It's all right, they talking, Sammy.
But there's nothing actually wrong with the company, Horace.
Oh, no, only everything. I've been in this theatre 37 years, never struck such a feckless lot of folk. A jolly friendly party, they call it in Bruddersford Herald.
Yes, well, that does seem rather...
You see what it says? A jolly friendly party of the company of players assembled by Mr. Tom Burt for this year's grand annual pantomime at our Theatre Royal. In Jack and Jill, Bruddersford will find a veritable feast of talent. With that accomplished young lady, Mr. Brett as Jack. That's good. She'll not see 40 again. And Miss Gertie Lavasseur as a charming Jill. By gow, you should see him fight. Not to mention the uproariously amusing Dame Durden of Mr. Johnny Wingfield. Uproariously amusing.
Well, I wouldn't have put it that way myself,
then
certainly.
Then, of course, says this daft reporter chap, we have that delightful Queen of Sun, Miss Dulcie Farrer, appropriately cast as the Queen of Furryland, and Bruderford's own favourite, Mr. Kirk Ireton, in splendid form as the Demon King. What about that, Sammy?
Yes, I know. He's awful. Awful.
Mind you. You've not seen him at his best. He used to be a great performer, did Kirk. Toured with the opera. Mephistopheles in Faust and all that sort of thing. Grand singer. And now, look at him.
Tragic.
Lift him the elbow, Sammy. That's what's brought Kirk Ireton down.
Oh, look out, he's coming in.
Aye. Evening, Kirk.
Evening.
Have a drink, won't you?
Thanks.
Beer?
Brandy.
Oh, I'll get it for you. Brandy, please, miss. Thank you. How much? Oh, dear, I'm afraid of only... No, it's all right. I've got a sixpence. Here you are, Mr. Ireton.
Thanks. Health. Same again, Nelly. Oh, and two pints.
Oh, thank you, but I don't think I want
to. Go on, take it. Even in good humour.
Oh, of course. Rehearsal all right for today, Mr. Ireton? Quite happy?
Of course. Why not? What's worrying you?
Oh, nothing. Thought you seemed a bit depressed, that's all. You'll go down well here. The very musical in Bruddersford. But you know it, of course.
I do, and I loathe the place.
Now, Kirk, not wrong with Bruddersford.
Shall I tell you what I think about Bruddersford, gentlemen?
Well, not if it's...
Bruddersford is a rotten, beastly backwater of a place, and if there's a worse one in England, I hope I never play it, that's all.
Oh, come now, Mr. Ireton, I heard that, and it were right rude. We're not unkind to you, are we?
No. Sorry, my dear, not meant for you. Always nice to me. Let me brandy.
Your beers, Mr. Sampson.
Thank you very much, Nelly.
And I'll have another brandy.
Aye, when you paid for that one. Aunt Beer.
Oh, yes, there, my dear. You know, Samson, you know, Rudd, what's the matter with me here in Bruddersford? Not well. Not well at all. Cold, always cold, shivering like an aspen. Funny that for a demon king, eh?
Oh, very.
I'm getting on, Nelly. That's the trouble.
No, Mr. Ireton, you're not. Why, you're in prime alarm.
No. Ruined man, that's Kirk Ireton. Kirk Ireton, the good old has-been. Fine future behind him, they say, don't they? Oh, I know. Grand opera's a pantomime. Provincial pantomime, too. Rotten place, rotten theatre, rotten costume.
Oh, go on. It's a lovely costume, Mr. Art. It's all green and spangles, Miss Farrah told me. And hers is all white.
Spangles, bits of broken glass on the top of a wall. Keep cats off. Cotton types, holes in them. Tails loose, too. Nice thing, a demon king with no tail. Rotten costume, rotten theatre, rotten play.
Kirk, but it's no use carrying on about it. A job's a job. Now, Kirk, lad, why don't you go back to the theatre and have a rest before we start again? Chorus and ballet rehearsal at 7.
Tom Burt's happy Yorkshire lasses and chapel choir. Hey, by gum, that it should come to this.
Bah, I feel right sorry for him.
I feel right sorry for us. Well, come up, May. Curtain goes up on Boxing Night 5 days from now. And a merry, merry Christmas to one and all.
Coming.
He's not here yet, Mr. Burt.
Not here, isn't he? What do you make time, Samson?
6:35.
We go up at 7:15 and 40 minutes off curtain with no Demon King. Very nice. Very funny. Hasn't anyone even set eyes on him?
Well, I think Mr. Rudd... Oh, there is Mr. Rudd. Mr. Rudd, Mr. Burt was asking if you'd see Mr. Ayrton earlier on.
Aye, I saw him. Going on 2 o'clock in the smoke room of Cooper's Arms. And he were furlapping it up.
Anybody with him?
Some chaps I've seen him with before. Leeds men, I should say.
Near on 5 hours ago. We might be anywhere by now.
Sleeping it off, most like.
All right. Nothing for it but the understudy. What's he like, this local chap?
Like nothing on earth, except a bow-legged baritone from a Wesleyan choir.
Well, he'll have to manage. Get out there and drill him, and if he gets buried in dead cats and rotten eggs, Kirk Arton can look after his wife and children.
All right now, Jonty. Got it?
I think so, Mr. Rudd, but I'm that nervous. I hope I won't forget me lines.
I'd better not. Costume fit you?
Well, it's a bit big and the tights wrinkle up on me, but I suppose I'm keep itching him up.
Good luck, Jonty.
Well, thank you, Miss Farron, and you.
Well, we'll be seeing a lot of each other this evening, won't we? So we'll have to keep up each other's spirit.
Good luck, Dulcie, my darling.
Johnny. And believe me, I'm going to need it.
Hey, dearie me. Right, everybody. 1 minute to curtain. Cabin scene all set.
Yes, Mr. Rudd.
Albert, keep an eye on those flats. They look as if they might collapse. Now, Jonty, don't cheer up.
I remember you're the monarch of the underworld, not a lost soul out of Dance Inferno. Good luck, Alice, love. Best principal lad in business.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Burt. I've got such awful stage fright. And now that miserable Ayrton's let us down, and I can't find my lucky pig.
Right, everybody. Good luck. Ready? Hey, by gar, who's that?
It's Ayrton. It must be.
But he's sober. Nay, he looks splendid.
He's got himself a new costume. Oh, isn't it lovely? All shimmery.
New makeup, too.
He's been to Leeds for it. That's where he's been. His theatrical costume is. Hey, but he looks enough to frighten birds.
Never mind where he's been so long as he's here. All right, Jonty, back to chorus.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Burt. That'll do me champion.
Right. All ready? Curtain!
Mortals, beware. Approach with care our grot, or terrible indeed may be your lot. Beneath the magic well our cavern lies, where we may safely plot our villain eyes. We are so bad, we don't care what we do. Say what you like, we're wicked through and through. If you've a job to do that's dark and dirty, apply to us at once, we won't get shirty. If anyone anything lacks, if you'd melt in a jungle in wax...
Now, watch poor author's copyright, if thou will, Bert. Yon's from A Sorcerer by Mr. Gilbert.
Why, so it is. Right then, I'll step aside and introduce our leader and our pride. Hail, hail, all hail! Hurrah, hurrah!
Hurrah!
He can a tale unfold, a forked one too. He's qualified to lead our fiendish revel, for he's, as you might say,
the very devil! All right, me lads, or as we say, all wrong, I'll start proceedings with a merry song.
In the caverns deep of the ocean cold, the diver is seeking a treasure of gold, leaving a world of sunlight and sound for a night like gloom and a silence profound. And fearful the death of the diver must be, dying alone, dying alone, dying depths.
Thunder, Stanley.
I didn't do it, Mr. Rudd. I never touched it, did I, Herbert?
That's right. Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs.
If you ask me, somebody let off a firework. Monkeying about, that's what it is.
Well, let's hope they'll lay off it in Furry Queen's number.
Oh, Lord, yes. Poor Dulcie. Listen, she's on now.
Fairy Queen, and here I stand to quell these wicked powers with my wand. I know your horrid plot, you evil thing, and I defy you, though the Demon King.
What? You defy me? Did you say defy? I'd like to see you try.
Yes, I
Good heavens, she's dried.
Dried? She's really paralyzed. Stood there with her mouth open like a fish.
She's had a stroke.
All we needed.
You're in a fix, your fairy majesty. I point my finger and behold, you're free.
Yes. I, the elfin queen of fairyland, I do defy you and your horrid band. Oh, Mr. Arden, I'm that sorry.
Then choose your weapons, madam, and we'll duel, not spell for spell, for that would be too cruel to pit your puny magic against mine. A dueling duet, then?
Oh, yes, a fine.
Oh, Mr. Arden, I don't know what came over me just then. I couldn't move or speak, thank you for covering for me.
Correct, ma'am. I deserve your admiration, for I can deal with any situation.
Oh, I'm sure you can. Funny, it was looking at your eyes made me go like that, I'm sure. Me too.
Go ahead, hands, villain, be no more humored on, or dear. I grieve thee, and I from the throne of this land, unseat thee, thy vile spell shall be in vain. Only one to him shall reign.
Oh, I wish I was in better voice, Mr. Ireton.
You wish you were? Then here's the very thing. Just look me in the eyes. Now, madam, sing.
Go ahead, spin away. Be no more heard by God of day. I grieve thee, and I pray thee,
with relentless light,
refer.
Great stuff.
Oh, Gal, I've heard everything now.
Oh, Mr. Bert. Oh, Horace. Oh, Sammy.
Marvellous, Dulcie, marvellous. Go on, you two. Take a candle.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ayrton.
You stop the show, you and Dulcie Kirk. Now if they'd only applaud like that all time.
Oh, they take a lot of warming up in Bruddersford.
A lot of warming up? Well, well, we'll see. For warming up's my speciality.
Right in the part tonight, aren't you, Kirk? No need to strain yourself at it off stage, you know? All this rhyming and that.
No strain, believe me. Quite the converse, quite. I'd go so far as call it hell's delight.
Well, if you say so, old man. You're on again, anyway.
If he can warm up in this scene, he's a flaming marvel.
He's just standing there looking at them. What's he lifting his arms for, pointing?
Oh, search me. Never did it at rehearsals.
And now, good people, since you've paid your money, laugh, curse you, laugh. This pantomime is funny. Here's Jack and Jill approaching, pretty dears. Jack's in the front and Jill is in arrears. While this enchanting female you see now is Jack's old mother with her faithful cow. And if you ask me which of them is which, the cow's the one that's wearing not a stitch. Here's Simple Simon. Brains are what he needs. I bet you 10 to 1 he comes from Leeds.
Hey, I don't know. Listen to him. All them old gags. Nay, dash it, they must be half seas over.
We'll have to cut an hour out of the show at this rate.
I don't understand it. I'm flummoxed, fair flummoxed.
Jack's got a mother. She's a worthy dame. And Mrs. Martha Durden is her name. She loves her Jack, although she knows he's lazy. But best of all, she loves her old cow, Daisy.
Oh, darlings, I'll never forget the honeymoon. Oh, we had a lovely afternoon for it. It was a lovely wedding too. A military wedding it was. My father was standing behind him with a shotgun. We were coming away from the church, you know, and a man stopped his cab and said, "Do you want a lift?" "No, thanks," I said. "We've got a bungalow."
Oh, dear, I'm proper glad to get off.
Well, they were lapping it up, Johnny, lapping it up.
I've been playing dames for 40 years now. I've never had a reception like that. It's frightening, that's what it is. And then Alice...
It's ridiculous. I mean, the principal boy's not supposed to be funny. One feels such a fool, I mean.
You're on again, Alice. Magic water scene.
Oh, I wish I didn't have to. I don't fancy that Ayrton at all.
Go on, love. He can't hurt you.
But it's his eyes. They make me feel all shivery. Well.
The magic water found. Methinks I'll rest in this fair cavern. Yes, that will be best. And lest the place should seem a little eerie, I'll sing a song to keep my spirits cheery.
Our country is our ship, dear sea, our gallant vessel too, of his future proud is he. Each man, whatever his station be, when duty's call commands, he takes his stand. When duty's call commands, he takes his stand. And now I'll rest indeed. Yet, what do I spy?
Alton's not coming up through trap. He's missed his cue. He didn't use the trap. He came from nowhere.
Either Kirk's drunk or I am.
Yes, tremble, silly mortal, for 'tis I. And now I'd have you know you're in me clutches. The place for such as you, lad, is in hutches. I'll have your bones for bread, your blood for tea. I'll use your skin to cover a city. I'll kill you, grill you, cut you up and fry you. I'll slay you, play you, tan your hide and dry you. I'll grind you up and bake a cottage loaf. I'll finish you and pack your silly oaf until the gossips wonder as they clack if ever there was such a thing as Jack.
Oh, please don't.
She's forgotten her lines, daft lass.
She's frightened, Steph.
Hey, look at her, green under all yon paint. He now is carrying her off. What'll he do to the ballet?
We'll soon see.
Oh, come along with
me. Come
Come on, Yorkshire lasses, dance for all you're worth.
Oh, yes, Mr. Bird.
Isn't it exciting, Elsie?
Oh, my dress.
Yeah, I'm worried about this ballet, Mr. Bird. It's never gone well.
I have a feeling it will now. Watch.
And now, my friends, as we've a breathing space, I think a dance would not be out of place. Behold, behold, I summon thus my minions! And they approach, each on his bat-like pinions. Now, all you hags, you hellhounds, hear your king. I'll show you how a demon ought to sing. While the wolf in nightly prowl bays the moon with hideous howl. While the wolf in nightly prowl bays the moon with hideous howl. While the wolf in nightly prowl.
They're fainting in rows. They've been carried out.
They like fainting myself.
A ballet now? A little hellish dance? Come forth, you miserable imps, and prance! Faster!
I want a bob's worth of brandy. Quick, send the lad out for it.
Did you see them? Dozens of them, all red and black and green, dancing like fiends. Those six little girls. Oh, no, I'm going mad.
Oh, that clapping, it's marvellous, but I can't hear myself think.
Go on, Dulcie. There's a good lass.
Why, Jack, what's this? A captive, drear, and sad? I know what's happened. You've gone to the bed. But fear not, I am here, and so is Jill, to free you from this ghastly Lord of Ill. I wave my wand, and see, the spell is all. Rise, Jack, a free and happy boy, once more.
Dear Fairy Queen, dear Jill, I thank you greatly, for I've been in a dreadful state just lately. Mother, rejoice, I found the fairy gold, and now our dear old cow need not be sold.
Ah, Jack, me gallant son, me only joy, whatever job thee doing, Jack's the boy!
Jack's the boy for work, Jack's the boy for play.
Well, that's over. Praise be.
Oh, I wish I'd arranged for a bouquet, Mr. Hyatt, after a show like that.
You'd like a flower, a tribute at your feet? Dear lady, that can be arranged too sweet.
Oh, Mr. Hyatt, why, there's hundreds of bouquets.
Flowers, look everywhere. Roses, daffodils.
Shh, Mr. Hatton's got something to say.
Shh, everyone, shh.
Dear friends and colleagues, pray accept these flowers in tribute to our two last happy hours. You think 'tis not my nature to be gay, but even I must take a holiday. Besides, it's Christmas. At this time of peace, I'm happy to declare an armistice. If by my tricks I frightened all you ladies, remember, ere you wish me back in Hades, that thanks to me and all my art contrives, you've given the best performance of your lives. Farewell! And when men speak of me to you, remember, please, to give the devil his due!
You
Look, Dulcie, the flowers. They're all fading, curling up and going brown.
They turn to dust, withered away. My only bouquet.
Pardon me, Mr. Burt.
Yes, Harry.
A message come through for you to Stairs Dawson.
Well?
From Leeds Infirmary. It says Mr. Arton was knocked down in Ball Lane by a cab this afternoon. They're keeping him in tonight, but he should be all right for tomorrow.
Thank you, Harry. I'll see him in the morning when I go over to Leeds to sign the pledge.
Arton? Then who's that? Up there on stage, taking call?
Nay, ladder.
He's gone. Vanished away in smoke.
Smoke? It's brimstone fumes.
My heaven. I'll sign pledge tonight.
That was The Demon King by J.B. Priestley, adapted for radio by Michael and Molly Hardwick. The Demon King was played by Ian Wallace and Dulcie Farrer by Marjorie Westbury. Production for the BBC was by Charles Lefeu.